Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Joel McConvey, filmmaker, writer, and currently director of digital for Sesqui, which is an official Canada 150 signature initiative based in Toronto. Joel, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by explaining what Sesqui is all about?
Sesqui is a project that's supported by the Canada 150 Fund, and our goal is to mark celebrations around the 150th anniversary of Confederation in 2017 by looking at ways in which Canadians are creative and participatory and really examining the idea of Canada as something that we all create together every day through our creative participation.
Can you talk specifically about the mobile virtual reality app Meridian?
I can, yeah. And to expand on that last question, Sesqui, in practical terms, is a bunch of really cool media projects that we're producing. So there's a 360-degree film called Horizon that's kind of our marquee piece, and that'll be available in our VR app, Meridian, which is also going to host five additional original interactive VR pieces. So Meridian's going to be available on all VR platforms, so you'll be able to get it on iOS and Android. You'll be able to watch it on Gear VR, Oculus Rift, and Google Cardboard. We picked subjects for Meridian that we really thought spoke to this theme of people who were helping to shape their community, culture, or environment through creativity. So, for example, we were lucky to work with a gentleman named Hani Almoulia. He's a Syrian refugee. He was born in Homs and spent 3 years in a refugee camp in Lebanon, where he learned photography, sort of training under a photographer from the New York Times who was there. And the interesting thing about that is Hani's legally blind. So he's a bit of an unusual photographer. And the story that we're telling in the VR piece that we made with him kind of explores the idea that he doesn't really need his vision to take photographs. But it's also a way for him to understand the world around him, and particularly with all the changes happening in his life and him coming to a new home, a way for him to sort of process that through creative activity and give himself a bit of an anchor in the midst of, what's been a bit of a life of upheaval for the last little while. So there's five of these pieces. It'll be available in mid-April. And we're still determining how many of those pieces are going to be available up front. We're working to try and get everything finished for that deadline so that we can offer as much great content to Canadians as possible. But there'll definitely be a few great things being released in April. Horizon will be included on the VR app in VR format. Part of me wants to leave a bit of surprise for people to discover some of the other amazing subjects that we've profiled as part of this VR program.
Where can people access this in April? Will it be online?
It'll be online. We're releasing it for mobile VR, so it'll be available through your phone. You download the app on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store or the Oculus Store. And if you have a Samsung Gear VR, you'll be able to plug that in and access it through your library. If you've got a Google Cardboard, you'll be able to pop it in the Cardboard and just watch it through your mobile phone. So if you go to the website, you'll be redirected to a place to download the app, but it'll be available wherever you can purchase apps, and it'll be free for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, that's great. And the website is sesqui.ca, right?
That's right, www.sesqui.ca. And we're relaunching our new website at the end of February, so it'll have a bunch of fun stuff on it as well.
Can you talk a bit about Sesquatch as well, which is a fantastic name, by the way, your interactive web quiz?
Sure. This is another one of the games that'll be featured on our website. It's sort of a game/quiz/ interactive WebGL experience on the nerdy end of things. And Sesquatch was imagined as sort of a mascot or avatar for Sesqui. He's a Sasquatch of sorts, or it's a Sasquatch, I should say, rather. Sasquatch is gender neutral, and we want to be very careful about that. So when you go to this interactive experience, you'll be presented with a Sasquatch that's sort of walking in an environment, and Sasquatch is a bit elusive, a bit shy. So as it asks you questions about yourself, its world will come to life, so to speak. So you'll fill in its environment, and the look on its body will be determined by how you answer its questions. So what you'll end up with is a sort of customized little avatar based on your preferences and some of the other questions that you've answered in conversation with it. And you'll be able to share it on social media to compare and contrast with other people who've done the quiz how you're different and how you're the same. You know, maybe you both like spaghetti, but one of you likes to play hockey, one of you likes to read. And those choices will be reflected on the Sasquatch's body and in its environment, which is going to be a little planetoid thing that we've based on different regions of Canada. Yeah, Sasquatch will be walking along that planet through 2017. And then the gallery element will be a sort of collective Sasquatch that will cycle through all the different user contributed designs with every step. So that's kind of a way for us to imagine how, you know, a bunch of different individual preferences and ideas about the world really come together in this notion of Canada as something that's made up of, that accommodates a bunch of different viewpoints and the idea of difference very well, but ultimately works together to, as a sort of functional mosaic. You know, it's one thing made of many, and the beauty of this is that it's sort of always changing and always accommodating new views and new ways to look at the world.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, a lot of the features and games that you've talked about and I've read about for Sesqui, they really emphasize that, the collectivity and looking at different you know, perspectives on Canada. So, I mean, is that one of the main things you hope people will take from it?
Yeah, I mean, we really want to explore this notion of, you know, the Canadian identity is something that's creative and that's something that's flexible. You know, there's been a lot of talk in recent months and for a long time, really, about what the Canadian identity is and what its defining features are. And, you know, in digging into this question when we were researching for Sesqui, we kept coming on this idea that the kind of defining feature of Canadian identity, or the defining Canadian value, if you will, really is diversity. It's the ability of Canada to accommodate all these different ideas and be a bunch of different things at once. So, you know, versus some other countries where you have maybe a more monolithic approach to national identity and a set of rules that say, you know, you have to meet these criteria to be this thing, Canada's really more fluid in that sense. And, you know, what we decided in creating this stuff was that really isn't, some people like to think of that as a weakness or as a, you know, a hindrance to the establishment of a really sort of solid national identity. But we think of it as a strength. That's kind of the thing that makes Canada unique. And is really right now, you know, in my mind, making it a model for the world to hopefully try and follow is this idea that it, you know, it doesn't have to adhere really rigidly to one idea of what it has to be. It's open to change. It accommodates many different ways of thinking, many different belief systems, you know, many different cultures, cuisines, what have you. And that's sort of the defining feature of it. So if you look at some of the discussions happening in the world today, that, you know, really want to kind of delineate what it means to be a particular kind of person or to belong to a particular nation, we're sort of pushing back against that idea and saying, you know, we're all making Canada together every day in cooperation. And even though, you know, we may not always agree on things, we may be geographically distant and we may have, you know, have different ideas, there's a very participatory element to Canadian society that says we're all kind of agreeing as we go along to, you know, work on this one collective idea of a nation. And that, you know, that involves everything from trying to understand where Indigenous reconciliation fits into the idea of Canada, which, you know, Canada is a problematic idea for a lot of Indigenous people, understandably so, to things like refugees and trying to celebrate, you know, someone like Hani Almulia, who, you know, we now are very lucky to be able to call, you know, a resident of Canada. He's a brilliant young man who has all these grandiose plans on how to sort of adapt VR for, you know, for accessibility in for people who are visually impaired. He's on the Prime Minister's Youth Council. He was participating in WE Day. So he's already brought an enormous amount of energy and intelligence to the country. And, you know, we only have that because we're the kind of place that welcomes him and says, come on in and we, you know, you belong here. So that's sort of one of the things that Sesqui is really trying to do, is look at all the ways difference goes into making something that we can sort of consider as an ongoing collective project.
Well, it's fantastic and so necessary right now. Thank you so much, Joel.
Well, you're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And again, the website for more information, the URL, sesqui.ca. And for the latest on Joel, follow JR McConvey on Twitter. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see this project unfold.
Great, thanks.